This is a terrible story. The widow of a young firefighter who died with 18 others while battling the Arizona wildfire in June has reportedly been denied lifetime benefits she sought to raise the couple's four children. Julian Ashcraft, 28, said she will receive workers' compensations and a one-time federal payment of $328,000 in the death of her 29-year-old husband, Andrew. And Andrew was part of the Granite Mountain Hotshots who were killed on June 30th fighting a fire. I want to be able to be mourning my husband and be supporting my children and be figuring out what our new normal is, Ashcraft told CBS. As shocked as I was that my husband went to work and never came home, I'm equally shocked how the city has treated our family since then. But Ashcraft was told that her husband and 12 others among the group were seasonal employees whose relatives are not entitled to the millions of lifetime salaries and health benefits, even though he worked 40 hours a week. So that's got to get straightened out. Those firefighters put their lives on the line to protect others. They lost their lives. Now they should be compensated for that. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.